10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, happy new year, and here we are already on day five. You already know time waits for no one. Well, my topic today is one everyone, yes, everyone can relate to. How about a year of loving yourself? If this sounds foreign to you, I get it, because it probably is. We just don't talk about that on a daily basis. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio. And here we are again, Sunday. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button on our homepage. And really, I don't think most of us wake up in the morning and say, you know, today I'm going out of my way to love and care for myself. It's not something we naturally do. Usually when we get up, we're already hit with what we need to do, where we need to go, what we need to, we need to eat breakfast or feed ourselves or our children or our animals and just get the day rolling. It's not something that we think about on a regular basis. Then again, the longer I live, the more I realize what I don't know. So my view is loving yourself may sound easy, but I believe it is a lifelong practice of self-care and self-love, and that we have to take baby steps along the way daily. And if I said to others sometimes what my internal dialogue says to myself, I would probably be alone often. You know, most of the time we are our worst enemy, and maybe we can learn to be a little bit kinder to ourselves. Well, I have an extraordinary guest today that's going to talk about loving ourselves, and her name is Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor-in-chief in the Law of Attraction magazine and Three Wishes Coaching. And before I introduce Sue, think about that. Three wishes. What would your three wishes be? Welcome, Sue Elliott, to Aging Info Radio, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Sue, and thank you for inviting me to join you.
Well, you know, loving ourselves, you know, many people think it's selfish or, you know, I always say, you know, not in a narcissistic way, but in a healthy self-love way. You know, do you find that people feel it's selfish to focus on loving ourselves? Is that true?
I think a lot of people have been trained to think it's selfish, absolutely. You know, but those are often the same people who give and give and give and wind up feeling exhausted and depleted and resentful and disappointed and bitter. And, you know, so what I found is that we can't give when we're empty. You know, when we're giving from that place where we're out of energy, out of joy, out of enthusiasm, and we're still giving, other people feel that, they sense that, and it's not doing anybody any good. So rather than continuing to push ourselves when we're feeling that way, if we can do whatever nurtures us, then we really have a lot more to give to others, and we can give from a more genuine place of wanting to share rather than feeling put upon and like we have to keep doing it.
Or burdened by it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you really do have to draw the line in the sand and say, wait a minute, I need to reboot.
Exactly. And for people who are in a caregiver role, this can be, you know, particularly challenging. But we have to fill ourselves up first. It's like, you know, you can't pour something from an empty pitcher. When your vessel is empty, you just don't have anything to give to other people.
Well, I think along with that comes a little bit of self-loathing, and it can take many different forms. I mean, it could be, you know, that you're overweight or you're drinking a lot or taking excessive drugs or critical to others. I mean, there's a lot of things that can affect that. But, I mean, when you're not being fully responsible and taking care of yourself, that shows up.
And there are so many ways that we give from a place of wanting approval or wanting other people to like us. And so we're looking outside for something that really we only feel it. You know, it doesn't matter how many people tell you you're smart or how many people tell you you're pretty if you don't believe it yourself. So rather than, you know, giving from that place or doing from that place of trying to get approval and appreciation, what works so much better for feeling good and joyful and happy to be alive is to be giving ourselves that validation and giving ourselves that appreciation and approval.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about our critical little voice inside our heads that, you know, that are not always very self-loving, those words? How can we change that?
Oh, gosh, we all have that voice in our heads. And, you know, sometimes it sounds like your mom or a teacher that you had when you were a kid, but it seems to get even meaner when we do it to ourselves. And I think the first step really is to just notice that it's just a voice in your head. You know, we get so used to it, we often believe that it's true. We identify with our thoughts. You know, and the Buddhists were the first, I think, to really make it popular to recognize that our thoughts are not us. We are the thinker of the thoughts. But if we can get that little bit of distance from them and just kind of go, oh, okay, that's just a thought. I don't have to believe that. I don't have to act on it. You know, and I like to talk back to that mean voice in my head. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
Well, I actually have another rule. I mean, maybe my voices could be more than one voice, and
yes.
I make them sing. If they're going to say bad things, they have to sing to me. I mean, there's a lot of ways. I mean, you really have to be aware and identify that that's going on, because it can definitely run away with you.
Yes. It's funny, you know, the law of attraction talks about how like attracts like. You know, if you're feeling angry, you attract more things to feel angry about, and you see angry people everywhere you go. And if you're feeling joyful, you attract more things to feel joyful about. And that really contributes to that sort of downward spiral, you know, where you have a thought and then more thoughts that match that come to you. And
yeah,
that's the law of attraction in action. So it starts to get power, and then it's like a snowball rolling downhill, and pretty soon you feel pretty awful.
Yeah, you have to really be aware of that and interrupt it. Now, you know, there's so many short-term feel-goods that, you know, when I started the show, I started to realize that you really do have to take small steps or daily habits, you know, create your daily habits to really make this part of your life. I don't think self-loving is something that is really that familiar to people.
I know. And, you know, there's a really simple practice that people can do to get started on this, especially if it feels really weird and uncomfortable. You know, just make a simple list of things that you appreciate about yourself. And, you know, you want to write them in a positive way, so it's not, you know, not fat, but slender or comfortable in my body, whatever it may be. I have a great laugh. You know, I have all kinds of weird special skills. I'm really good at picking out greeting cards. So, when I first did this, I put that on the list. Okay, I'm really good at picking out the perfect greeting card. Whatever it is that you can think of that you like and appreciate about yourself, make a list and read it. Read it before you go to sleep at night. Read it in the morning before you get out of bed. You know, if you can, put it on your phone or on your computer. So different times during the day, you actually focus on the things that you like about yourself. And that really helps to counteract all the ways that we're telling ourselves that we're not smart enough, not good enough, not we don't have enough willpower, you know, whatever it may be that is going on inside our heads.
When we say we're not enough. And another thing, if you do that daily, I would think, whatever you focus on expands.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you know, if you're having that internal dialogue, you know, come about and start to say, you know, or sing mean things to you, and you read that, or it's on your phone or, you know, on a piece of paper in front of you, and you read that, you're able to really focus and expand on that. And once again, I'm here with Sue Elliott. She is the founder of the Law of Attraction magazine. Her website is lovingmyself.com, and we are talking about that, just about that. How about a year of doing that? In 2014, a year of loving yourself. You know, like you said, wasn't it? You can't give when you are empty, right, Sue?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of important aspects of self-love and self-care. And, you know, there's another area to judgment. You know, judgment of ourselves leads into judgment of others. I mean, that can also bring your awareness up, I would think.
Yes, I love to recognize judgment as a powerful tool, because most of the time, you know, we judge something and then we judge ourselves for judging. And
yeah.
It becomes another one of those, like, oh, I felt bad and now I feel worse. But instead, if we kind of notice what we're judging about, it's easier sometimes when we're judging other people. So if you notice that you're constantly commenting on people being overweight, or you're constantly commenting on, oh my God, he doesn't need that much money. He really didn't need that flashy car. You know, whatever it is that we're judging in others is a really useful thing to notice, because we can use that to shift ourselves.
Yeah, and it may even be that you are really underneath that judging yourself with all that's being said about others. And once again, I'm here with Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor-in-chief in the Law of Attraction magazine and also a Three Wishes coach. So keep in mind, what are your three wishes for 2014? Or you can make a list and have a whole lot more than three. You want to stay right here. We are talking about loving yourself today, right here into the new year. And this is Aging Info Radio on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and my guest today is Sue Elliott. She is the founder and chief editor of the Law of Attraction magazine and your Three Wishes coach. If you have three wishes and you want coaching, just stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We've got a surprise coming up for you a little bit later on in our show. I also want to bring your attention to the word of the year. That is selfie. And actually, it probably means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but it's really about those that take photographs of themselves and post them up on social media sites. That's what selfies are. So if you're loving yourself, you're going to take a better selfie. And what do you think of that, Sue? Will that happen?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny how I used to hate the way I looked in photographs, and then one day I decided I was going to change my mind and I would like the way I looked in photographs. And I went back and looked at photos I used to hate, and I liked them.
Interesting.
It's changing my mind.
Yeah, you know, something that simple. I mean, we are so critical of ourselves.
We are. We are our own toughest critics by far.
You find that all the time with coaching and doing what you do.
Yes, yes. People who, exactly what you said at the beginning of the show, people say things to themselves that they would never dream of saying to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can be so kind and gentle with other people, and I would love for us to be kinder and gentler with ourselves.
Well, I think, too, you know, we've done things, or people may have done things they're not really proud of, and there's a lot of shame and guilt that they carry around. Now, what do you recommend? How does someone get rid of that, or just, you know, leave it in last year, maybe?
Yes, we expend so much energy hanging on to that, believe it or not. You know, we wake up in the morning and we kind of have to remember who we are and all the things we're upset about and all the things we feel bad for. And that takes a lot of our energy, so we don't have as much to do things that bring us joy and to do things that would be a contribution in our lives. So one of the ways we can let go of that shame and guilt that we've been carrying around is to acknowledge that we're doing the best we know how. If we had known better at the time, we would have done better. You know, I'm quite sure that all of us would have done better in the situation if we had known any other way. But we all, you know, were parented by people who were wounded human beings. They weren't ascended masters. They didn't, you know, have any kind of enlightened ability to parent us, and we learned how to do things from them, and we learned how to do things from our peers, and they were all just regular people. And so if we can cut ourselves some slack, you know, that if we knew better, we would do better, that goes such a long way. And then if we could do the same thing for other people too, you know, if they knew better, they would have done better.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make ourselves so crazy every day over what people do or don't do or say or don't say or what we do and say. It just makes life lighter.
I say giving grace, you know, give yourself a little grace, give the people around you. We're all humans trying to do life. I mean, nobody has a book that says this is how it's done. We're all learning as we go. In fact, I love children because they run around and they don't carry all this with them. They just play.
Exactly, exactly. And we can all get back to that.
Yeah.
We can all enjoy life with that kind of childlike enthusiasm and joy and curiosity. Curiosity is one of the most wonderful things that we can feel because it's a wonderful reason to get up in the morning and go out into the world and what magic and miracles will I discover today?
Yeah, I mean, the glass is ready to be filled for the day. I mean, a lot of great things can happen. But let's talk about when bad things, you know, happen to people and the perspective about, you know, self-love in those moments. I mean, that's when the internal dialogue could just, you know, just take off running.
Yeah.
And really stop you or keep you stuck.
Yes, yes. And I know that this is easier to say and to hear now than in the moment of something happening. But I think we can all look back over life and see how things that seemed so terribly wrong at the time were a gift in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it shifted our path so that instead of going down one road, we went a different direction, and everything was so much better for us because we went that other way. And so if we can kind of remember that, we can see how things that are happening in life might be happening for our benefit rather than to our detriment.
Mm-hmm.
And just acknowledging that, oh, okay, I can't see it right now. Maybe this is really happening for me, not to me. I would just like to be open to that. And I find that asking questions is a really powerful and empowering tool when we ask questions in kind of an open-ended way, like, what would it take for me to see the perfection in what's going on around me right now? What
mm-hmm.
would it take for me to let this be okay and to feel okay with what's going on?
Or what am I going to learn right here, right now, with this going on or this happening?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when bad things do happen, it also, it expands you. It has you grow. It has, you know, the new challenges that come up make you, bring you to different levels of learning. And just, you know, it can be good, even though during, right in the moment, it may not always look that way. And once again, I'm here with Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of the Law of Attraction magazine and also a Three Wishes coach. Her website is lovingmyself.com. I mean, bad things, when they happen, you got to look forward. You just got to take care of the moment and keep looking. What's next and what can I do? You must hear this also in your coaching.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's so much of how we experience our lives is about our perspective and the story we tell ourselves about what things mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because those things outside of us that are happening don't have any, you know, intrinsic meaning. And if you talk to three different people who witness the same thing, they may all ascribe three completely different meanings to it based on what their experiences of life are, where they're coming from, how they view the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can kind of remember that, it's like, oh, it's just my perspective that says this is bad and horrible. If I could let go of that perspective, what could I see?
Or look at it, yeah, look at it completely different. I mean, it could be, I always say, if it's really that bad, what is your lesson in it all? I mean, there's a lot of learning to be had there.
Yes. Always.
I think it's also important to feed your mind with, you know, like we were talking about the internal dialogue and how it runs away with you and in saying critical things. I mean, really feeding your mind with good things can also probably help with loving yourself.
Yes. Yes. In addition to making a list of the things that you appreciate about yourself, it would really be wonderful if we all made a list of the things we can do to nurture ourselves and to be loving toward ourselves. You know, whether that's taking a bubble bath or putting on your favorite song and dancing around the living room, whatever it is, whatever makes you feel joy and peace and serenity, you know, have a list of those things handy, because sometimes we feel so frazzled we can't even think of what would feel better. But if you just have that on the refrigerator or on the bathroom mirror, you can go, oh, okay, I could just play that song for myself. You know, it's 3 minutes long. It's 4 minutes long. I can find 4 minutes while I'm doing the dishes to play a song that brings joy to me.
Yes. Also change. I mean, people do resist change. I think there's a lot of good in it. In fact, with loving yourself, you start to practice these little appreciation exercises, things that you've suggested. And then you look at the word change and you think, what would I like this month or this week to have it be a little bit different?
Yes. And, you know, so many people are really resistant to change. And I understand that. It can be uncomfortable. It's stepping into the unknown often. But I like to remind people that, you know, all great discoveries happen in the unknown. And we have to let go of things that don't feel very good in order to allow in space for things that do feel good. So change can really be a process of shedding what's no longer comfortable, almost like going through your closet and getting rid of all the stuff that doesn't fit or doesn't look good or you just don't love anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, just looking at what's working, what's not working.
Yes. Yes, because I truly believe that change can be about expanding and becoming more joy, more fun in our lives, more reasons to get out of bed in the morning. You know, it doesn't have to be wrong and bad. And it's only when we hold on to things, you know, that are trying to slip away, that are trying to leave our experience, that we experience change as so torturous and painful.
Well, I think, too, there's another area of that, and that is for people to feel safe with the change, whatever that may be or whatever they're choosing to do. There'll always be that little bit of uncertainty because it's change. Absolutely. I'm here with Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor in chief and chief of the Law of Attraction magazine and a Three Wishes coach. We have some really great news about our coaching coming up. So think about your three wishes right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. You stay right there on that dial. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh,
the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
Listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, never let anyone dull your sparkle. My guest is Sue Elliott. She is the editor-in-chief and founder of the Law of Attraction magazine and also Three Wishes Coaching. Welcome back, Sue. I'd like for you to tell us all about your Three Wishes Coaching, because when I think about that, three wishes, what would my three wishes be? I'm sure you run up against that with a lot of your clients.
Oh, yes. And everybody, you know, wishes for something different, which is magical. I chose three wishes because everybody can relate to that. You know, everybody gets, if I had three wishes, what would I wish for? And I really love to help people allow their wishes to come true. You know, I used to say make your wishes come true, but it's much softer and gentler than going out there and struggling and striving and making your wishes come true. The way I coach people is very playful and joyful, and it's more about letting go of whatever is in the way that's stopping those things from coming into your life, whether it's wanting new love or wanting better relationships with the people you already have in your life or wanting to allow more money in. So I get to play in this delicious way with people.
And do they come up again? I mean, when someone comes to you, walk me through the process.
Oh, sure. Well, typically, when someone comes to me, we'll do a free introductory session and figure out if we're a good match to coach together. And coaching is very different. Well, the way I do coaching, at least, is very different from, you know, traditional therapy. I've gone through traditional therapy, and I actually saw a psychiatrist very briefly who wanted me to start with my earliest memories and go up from there.
Okay.
Like, well, this is going to take a really long time. And even in, you know, psychotherapy with a psychologist or a social worker, it was very much about talking about what bothered me until I finally got to sort of the bottom of the issue, which can take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And my approach to coaching is so very different from that. You know, the people who come to me, they know their story. They've told their story over and over again for years, probably. That's why it's, you know, stuck as what's going on in their life. So very gently, we kind of go quickly through their story and then look at where that may have come from, what about that is a core issue for them. So if somebody has a certain pattern that happens in their life, they keep dating the same kind of person, mm-hmm. they keep working for the same kind of boss, they keep losing weight and then it comes back. You know, whatever the pattern is, we're able to very quickly go in there and unlock whatever beliefs and are keeping that pattern in place in a person's life. So people are always laughing when I'm coaching with them, because as we go in and we unlock those beliefs, they feel so much lighter and happier. They're giggling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, breaking a pattern that's held them back for years would make anybody like that. Once again, it would take them back to being a playful, fun child or having fun and playing like a child. Now, you're giving away on our show today three wishes coaching to three listeners.
Yes.
And the way they do that is email info@lovingmyself.com. And the first three will be, you'll be in touch with them, right, Sue?
Yes. My team will contact them and we'll work out a time where we can connect by phone or by Skype. If you'd like to look at me while I'm talking to you, that's fine too.
A great way to kick off the new year with three wishes coaching. And so what you do is you find out their patterns and kind of ways to interrupt that pattern. And then where do you go from there?
From there, then we put in what they would like. So if they've had this pattern of, you know, a certain belief that they're ready to let go of because it no longer serves them, it no longer feels good, then we can put in a new belief system. You know, how would you like your life to look? How would you like to feel? How would you like to think about yourself? You know, it's all really about self-love. All of the patterns that we have that don't serve us are ways that we're not being loving to ourselves. It all comes back around to self-love. And so we go in and create a whole new, more joyful way of being in people's lives. It's really magical, which is why I love the name Three Wishes, too, because it really feels like I get to be people's fairy godmother and grant their wishes.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe it's simpler than people think.
It is. And
having a coach keeps you accountable, where you, if you said, you know what, I'm just going to do this on my own, it may not be as easy to work through it without having somebody that is professional like Sue Elliott to help you through that.
That's so true. I've worked with other coaches who are, you know, do this all day and they're excellent at it, but we all have our own blind spots. Mm-hmm. And we can't fix it because we can't see it.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody sees the world that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is best to be yourself because everyone else is taken. And how about a year of loving yourself? Yes, I'm here with Sue Elliott. She's my guest today, and she's the founder and editor-in-chief of the Law of Attraction magazine and Three Wishes Coaching. This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We've got more to come right when we get back right here on AM 560.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, my guest today is Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of the Law of Attraction magazine and also a Three Wishes coach. We are talking about a year of loving yourself. Sue's website is lovingmyself.com. And for the Three Wishes coaching, if you're just tuning into Aging Info Radio, the first three people to email Sue at info@lovingmyself.com will receive a complimentary coaching with the Three Wishes coaching from Sue Elliott. And Sue, your magazine, Law of Attraction magazine, let's talk about it. What's it all about?
Well, the Law of Attraction, in the way that I teach it and work with it, is about how the universe responds, or universe, God, angels, whatever you believe in, responds to our energy. So everything is energy. That's what physics has come to find. And so when we are vibrating and feeling angry, we attract more things to feel angry about, and we see angry people everywhere we go. And when we're feeling sad, we attract more things to feel sad about. And when we're feeling appreciation, we attract more things to feel appreciation for. So by being mindful of what we're thinking and feeling, we can really shift the world around us. It's incredibly powerful. And so the magazine has sections in it on love and relationship, on money and work, on body and health, because it definitely affects how our body is able to function. There's a section on empowerment and a section on choosing joy. Not to say that emotions are bad. If you're not feeling joyful, there's something wrong. But we like to share how people can use their emotions as a form of guidance, like a GPS system to help them get to where they want to go in life.
And joy is not a bad place to be.
Joy is not a bad place to be. And if you're feeling anything less than joyful, you know, and if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling sad, whatever we would call the negative emotions, you know that you're just moving away from what you desire.
Mm-hmm. They won't stick around, right? Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
It's as simple as, you know, if you want to have a loving relationship and every time you see people holding hands, you feel sad or jealous or upset in any way, you're pushing away that kind of loving relationship. So if you can look at people who are holding hands or kissing or having a wonderful loving relationship and feel appreciation and feel, that's coming from me too, there's plenty of that to go around. You know, that simple shift in our self-talk really affects the way we feel and really affects what shows up in our lives.
You know, I find it so interesting when you say energy is everything. I mean, you can walk into a room and think, you know, I think I want to go into another room.
Yes,
or you can
really feel it.
Yeah, or you can walk into a room and you can say, I'm not leaving here. This feels so great. I mean, the people are alive. There's energy. There's a lot of energetic conversations going. I also find it interesting in your magazine that you touch on the area of body and health, because that is such an important part of loving yourself, is that, you know, that healthy part.
Yes, and listening to your body. You know, we're so busy sort of over-managing our bodies and disregarding when they say they're tired. You know, if your body says it's tired, rest, please, for your own sake. Because when we don't do that, you know, I realized a few years ago that I would get sick when I would not listen to my body saying it was tired. And it would say it was tired for 3 or 4 days in a row. And then if I didn't, you know, take a nap or go to bed earlier or even just sit down and relax for 15 minutes, then I would get sick. So one of the most loving things we can do for ourselves is to start to listen to our bodies, what they want to eat, what they don't want to eat, you know, what kind of exercise they enjoy, what kind of exercise they don't enjoy, because our bodies are talking to us all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that all that brings it all together full circle and really loving yourself. And once again, Sue's website is lovemyself.com.
Lovingmyself.com.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
And the Three Wishes Coaching, you can email for to be one of the three listeners that gets this Three Wishes Coaching at info@lovingmyself.com. Now, your magazine can be found on your website?
Yes, there's information about the magazine on lovingmyself.com, and it's also on newsstands everywhere. It's in Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Walgreens, Target. Most of the grocery stores and drugstores have it.
How interesting. I'm sure there's educational articles in there.
Yes. If what we've been talking about really resonates with you, you will love the magazine.
That's so great. And you started this how long ago, Sue?
It's been out for 2.5 years now.
Well,
so I've been a magazine editor my whole career, and I've been studying this material almost as long, and so it's been such a joy to bring it together for people.
Well, I think, you know, with the law of attraction and really understanding it, you know, whatever you're putting out is coming back at you. You know, who are you in the matter?
Yes, it's absolutely what goes around comes around in a very literal and very fast sense.
Well, I even think, you know, as I started out in the beginning of my show, you know, it's not loving ourselves. We don't slow down enough to go, okay, what's going on here really with me? You know, where am I at? What's happening here? I mean, we just don't slow down enough to do that on a regular basis.
I know. And we all do so many things based on trying to change other people or what other people are going to think about us. And if we could let go of some of that, and think of ourselves first. Does this bring me joy? Will this make me happy?
Is this what I want?
Yes.
A year of loving ourselves, right?
Yes. Wouldn't that be the most wonderful year yet?
Well, it'd be a great place to come from all during 2014. And once again, I'm here with Sue Elliott, the founder and editor-in-chief of Law of Attraction magazine. And Three Wishes Coach. Sue is going to come back and give us her words of wisdom for 2014. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560, and we will be right back. More about loving yourself today.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is, they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back. This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and my guest today is Sue Elliott. She is the founder and editor and chief of the Law of Attraction magazine and Three Wishes coach. Sue, I so admire what you do, and I'd like for you to give us your words of wisdom for the year 2014. Can you do that?
I would be glad to. So I truly know that we are all magnificently unique. And in fact, it's our uniqueness that makes us so magnificent. And yet most of us as children were kind of told to fit in, to be more like other people. But if you look back at little children, you can see how incredibly unique and joyful and wonderful they are. So it's my deepest desire for us all to remember that what makes us unique, our talents, our skills, our gifts, is actually what makes us so wonderful and so magnificent and able to be our own unique contribution in the world.
Absolutely. And once again, Sue's website is lovingmyself.com. I remember Carol Burnett accepting an award years ago, and she said, I accept this award, and it goes out to all the, what did she say, all the adults or all the children pretending to be adults. It was so great. Well, thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio today, Sue. I really appreciate it and what you do.
Oh, thank you. It's been my great pleasure to be with you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And if you are close to 62 years young, you may already know that at 62, you become eligible to start receiving Social Security, and this age may or may not be best for you. You want to contact John O'Connor. He is a safe money man at O'Connor & Associates. He'll meet with you and show you many things that you most likely do not know about Social Security. Call 847-274-2681. Let's see, my paws pooch this week is Ace, a 2-year-old male long-haired Chihuahua mix. What a cute dog. Go to aginginforadio.com and click on the paws logo and check out Ace or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Ace is waiting with his paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, that is Ace. And if you've missed any of our show today or want to hear it on podcast, it will be up on our website very soon at aginginforadio.com. And, you know, check out our expert partners. They support our show, and they are some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And they all have an expert partner page on our website. Their commercials are also on those pages. It gives you a little bit of insight into their companies. And if you have any questions about these companies, email us directly at info@aginginforadio.com. And once again, a big thank you to my guest, Sue Elliott, today. And I do hope one of or three of my listeners got to email Sue Elliott at info@lovingmyself.com for that free coaching session. And I also want to thank Debbie Schreiner here, my patient programmer. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. Thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio. Happy New Year to you, and I will be back next Sunday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 The Answer.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are